Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you? Welcome to the Eileen Cat. Well, I have been doing a deep dive into this CastBox live cast broadcast, and I'm finding some really interesting things. So today I feel a little more confident in using the tech now that I know what button to push. And if you get a chance to listen to one of my prior live casts, I talked about how I get a little annoyed when folks that are on the internet say that they're not really techie. Because I say, if you have an online presence, you really are techie. You just don't know what button to push. And many folks are not as brave as I, and they will not go the extra mile to explore a platform back and forth and play with all the knobs and all the options and the features and just keep clicking around until they find something that makes sense. And in the case of this CastBox live, I did have a difficult time with learning the platform, but through the help of Daniel, who came in to the live cast yesterday, he helped me understand a little better, and he also brought additional perspective. And I did do a little reading, although I love a video tutorial, okay? Not too much for sitting reading a manual. I did do a little reading just so that I could keep up with what's going on. So, as I was doing that, wait. Something interesting happened. I was in my YouTube subscriptions feed yesterday. That means all the shows that I subscribe to over on YouTube. I call them shows, but I should say channels. And believe me, I subscribe to over 1,000 channels, but that's okay. I love to consume content. So one of the folks, or one of the channels, I should say, that I subscribe to is Podbean. Podbean. So if you're not familiar with Podbean, they are a podcasting host. You can actually use their free plan over there, which is what I've done for one of my shows. Oh, in fact, the name of the show that I have hosted over there is called Free Podcast Host. And it was an experiment that I did, or should I say a series that I did, where I was exploring all these different hosts. So let's bring this back to the topic of today, and that is live casting. And as I looked through my subscription feed, I saw that Podbean released about four, maybe five videos about the new feature they released. And guess what it is? You'll never guess. Oh, maybe you'll guess. They have live casting on Podbean now. I know, right? Like, I didn't see that coming. Now, Podbean also has a mobile listening app. I talked about comparing CastBox to Spreaker in the past, but today is a good time for me to actually compare CastBox to Podbean, because Podbean has, as a host, they also have a listening app, which some of the other hosts don't really have a listening app, or they don't promote them, but they have a popular listening app. And actually, for those of us who have podcasts on Anchor, Podbean can be one of the destinations for your Anchor podcast. And in addition to that, they also have a way for you to record your podcast through the mobile app. Now, they don't have a desktop recording app, but they do have a mobile recording app. And you can add background tracks into your app that are built into, into your episode. Those background tracks are available right inside of the app. They're built into the app, so they're royalty free. And that reminds me of Anchor. And you can also add your own little transitions if you want into the app. So it's a very flexible app, and it's one that has made podcasting and getting into podcasting a lot easier for podcasters. Okay, so now, what's different about CastBox and Podbean? With this live cast feature, okay? With a live cast feature on CastBox, I can start that live cast on my phone or on the desktop, which is what I'm doing right now. Right now, on my desktop, I'm over at castbox.fm/live/webtool/broadcaster. Now, that would probably get you to your live dashboard if you're signed in to an account with CastBox, okay? But the way it works on Podbean, first, you have to have a paid account. Because I logged in this morning. I was all ready to do a demo over there and go live over on Podbean. And lo and behold, those free accounts over on Podbean, I do not have the option for the live cast. Now, I'm going to double check with them because I am friendly with the folks at Podbean. I actually met the Shannon is one of the ladies who runs the show over there. And she and I had coffee together at Podcast Movement 2018. And we've also, they have a Facebook group. And, you know, that's something I should check to see if CastBox has a Facebook group for users, you know, for podcasters. And the Facebook group is open to everyone. You don't have to be a Podbean customer to join in that Facebook group. So I may ask them, you know, is this something that's rolling out? Because I logged in this morning and I did not see the live cast option. So that's one thing that's different because I'm on the free CastBox option, and CastBox is not really a podcasting host, although they are hosting some of my files from these live casts. Okay, but they're not a traditional podcast host, and there's probably a storage limit on how many of those live casts that they'll store for me. I have not hit that limit yet, but I will definitely be exploring that. On Podbean, there definitely is limits to the free plan. One of the limits which I kind of ribbed them about when I met them in person, because not only did I meet Shannon, but I also met Vernon Ross for the first time. He's an advocate. He doesn't actually work at Podbean, but he's an advocate for them, and he does work with them. And I know he does some consulting work with them, and he's on their podcast sometimes. And I also met the owner, whose name escapes me right now, but I did meet the CEO of Podbean. And one of the things that I kind of don't like about their free plan, but I mean, you know, you can't get your money back on a free plan. One of the things that I don't like is that in your show notes, you're limited to a certain amount of characters, which I thought was kind of like, why limit the show notes? But and I mentioned it to them and they, and I mentioned it to the CEO and he sort of didn't exactly know what I was talking about. So I'm not sure that he's all that familiar with the options that are available on the free plan. And I understand that. So that's one thing that's different about CastBox and Podbean. Now, something that Dan, who joined me on yesterday's cast, mentioned, he said that he didn't think that the CastBox Livecast feature was going to be around for a while. Because, and honestly, I don't see them really promoting it a lot. And he just felt like, and I don't want to misspeak about what he said. I would actually have to listen back to exactly what he said about why he didn't think it was going to be around. And, you know, he may be right. He may be onto something. I do remember saying to myself when he said that, you know, yeah, he might be right, because a lot of these apps, podcasting apps, especially right now, there's like a fever pitch, a frenzy of coming out with new features and so forth. And I don't know. I just thought that maybe the experience needed to be a little bit more sophisticated. And I don't know if CastBox is working on improving some of those features. So let's go into the next thing that's different. Now, this is where CastBox has an advantage. You cannot start your live cast from the Podbean mobile app. You cannot. However, you can join as a guest. Now, I would have tested that out this morning and possibly created a little demo walkthrough, or, you know, at least done a demo on my Twitch station, my Twitch live stream this morning. But lo and behold, I cannot do a demo because I have the free plan. So there you have it. There's a little of the comparison. Of course, as I find out more, I will bring that to you. But I just do think that is interesting, because Podbean is really one of the major players in the podcast hosting space. And, you know, they have a very sophisticated platform, you know, for the folks that are paid users. They're very comparable with many of the other podcasting hosts, such as Blueberry and Libsyn and Spreaker, who I'm always talking about. And they're at the forefront of what's going on. You're hearing a lot of buzz about Buzzsprout. That's another podcasting host that I actually explored when I did the series on free podcast hosts, because they have a free plan as well. So I just try to test all the things, turn all the knobs, and show you what button to push. So with that said, before I go, I want to give you one word of caution here on this CastBox live cast. When you're finished your live cast, it goes into draft mode as your file gets processed. There is an option there to leave it as a replay or to add it to your live cast. And I want to give you a little warning, because I did not know that. And it was defaulting to going to replay. But I don't want it to be a replay. I want it to be part of my live cast. I mean, the replay is still going to be available, but it's going to be more like an episode of the live cast of Eileen Cast, because that's what I'm calling this, Eileen Cast. So I'm going to remember today, in the next 30 seconds, as I end this episode, to go ahead and make this part of live cast. And with that, it's your girl, Miss Eileen, signing off. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.